Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Payne and Pendergast with you. We just got done doing Take a Mania. This one doesn't really qualify, but I wanted to point it out because I pointed it out when it happened. And this will probably be the last of the schedule release crumbs. You know, the schedule release was Wednesday night. But I was mad when this happened. When the NFL sent me a schedule release reminder last week, like, hey, just a reminder, we're 4 days away from the schedule release, and they sent a nice zippy little graphic with five different NFL players on it to remind me and kind of wet the palate of football. Like, oh, yeah, look at these guys. That's right, man. Seeing Patrick Mahomes in this graphic? That's right, Mahomes. He's the greatest of this era. Jalen Hurts was in the graphic. Josh Allen, reigning MVP. Jared Goff, been to a Super Bowl. Really good quarterback. Who's this fifth one here? Who's that? Oh, it's Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence was the fifth quarterback on their graphic. Trevor Lawrence, who has not done squat in the NFL, won a playoff game against the Chargers, which really, I mean, does that really count a big comeback against the Chargers? Everybody beats the Chargers in the playoffs. We know that. The Texans beat them last year. I love the fact, Seth, that the NFL sent out a graphic say, like with these five guys on it, like, hey, schedule release coming up, superstars. Remember, these are the faces that you're going to see all year. And then the NFL themselves released the schedule. Mahomes, 7 primetime games. Jalen Hurts, 6 primetime games. Jared Goff and Josh Allen, 5 primetime games apiece. Trevor Lawrence, the fifth face on that graphic. I don't know why I'm so agitated about this, but he had one primetime game. Dude, the graphic you sent out to get us ready for the schedule release, one of the quarterbacks you have is barely even on the schedule that we care about.
Yeah, the thing about the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence is, okay, well, that's he's got Travis Hunter now, and you pair him up with Brian Thomas, and boy, that's quite a duo.
Fireworks.
I think that the part that, and this is where it's awesome that the Jaguars selected him, because they did the classic thing that you're doing something that breaks the mold, and whenever you do that, to trade up that aggressively for a guy who you're not exactly sure, okay, how much he's going to play both sides of the ball, but like you're trading up because he is that special type of dude. You wouldn't have traded up for him if he was just a wide receiver.
Right.
Like in this class, if he was just a wide receiver, he's not that good a wide receiver prospect. And in this, he probably might have been the best wide receiver in this class if he was only a wide receiver, but it's debatable.
Yeah.
So you're trying to break the mold. And you know my rule about that. Whenever you go that far outside the bell curve, you're either a genius or you're an idiot.
Oh,
so it could go one way or the other on this.
Please let it be idiot.
You're either a genius or an idiot.
Oh.
So, Trevor Lawrence has no excuses. And Liam Cohen has no excuses. The organization has no excuses if you don't actually get the best version of Trevor Lawrence this year.
It is an indicator of failure. Like I know it's the schedule and it's primetime games and it's very subjective and the Dallas Cowboys have as many primetime games as anybody not named the Chiefs. I get that. Like there is a glitz factor to it. But when they drafted Trevor Lawrence, if you told the Jags when they drafted Trevor Lawrence in 2021 that A, he would be on his third coach by the time year five rolled around. He'd be on his second GM by the time year five rolled around. And he would be in one primetime game heading into his fifth year. But you would still be paying him $55 million a year.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you told him that 5 years ago, he'd be like, okay, what in the hell happened? That, like, there's a disconnect here. He's being paid like a franchise quarterback. He's being treated like he's J.P. Lossman by the TV, right. You know, by the TV right. executives, you know?
Yeah, that's they're
that
in the division, so we get to see it
yes.
twice a year.
Yes.
We get to see it early, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun to watch.
Should be.
I wish, and as I've said before, I really, really like Travis Hunter. He seems like everything you want in a football player.
Yep.
But unfortunately, he went within the division, so now I have to root for his failure.
Yeah, man. Sorry about it. You know, we got our own things to think about, Travis, all right? So yeah, I don't know why that's got me so agitated, but it does. I need more important things to agitate me. Here's Todd McShay. Todd McShay, who it feels like has talked about almost every Texans draft pick now, singularly on his podcast. Like
he really likes the he seems to have a deep appreciation for Nick Caserio.
Yeah,
because they're of the same mind. And when it comes to the guys that the Texans drafted,
big time.
So now don't go back and looking for all of McShay's old bad takes.
Right. Just trust us on this. Yeah.
Just focus on the positive. Yeah.
Here's McShay talking about Texans' seventh round pick, tight end out of Iowa, Luke Lachey.
Luke Lachey, tight end. Houston Texans. They had a really good draft. Luke Lachey, if Lachey didn't get injured and it didn't set his career back at Iowa, I think he could have been a day two pick.
Yeah. And the scheme too, by the way. Remember, he's playing they want to take the air out of the football.
Yes.
This is not a scheme where you're going to get the Arroyo kind of featured routes and targets or any of that stuff. He is, you better run block if you're going to play at Iowa, man.
And like the ankle injury, had surgery, it was setback, terrible quarterback play, scheme, all of it. And even if it wasn't for the medical and some of the concern, like I still thought he could go like fourth, fifth. He went seventh late. So obviously the medical set him back a little bit too. But this is a smart upside selection because you're talking about a 6'5" guy who is tracking to potentially be a day two pick at tight end, who has the ability that you see, who had a 35-inch vertical jump, by the way, Mensch, tied for fourth in the tight ends, 10-foot broad jump, tied for sixth. I Tyler Higbee was kind of the comp that I gave him when studying him on tape.
Ooh.
All right, so there you go. Tyler Higbee, whose name has actually come up a fair amount since they hired Nick Caley, because Caley was the tight ends coach in Los Angeles with the Rams, and Tyler Higbee, to McShay's point, is a late round pick who turned into a pretty good NFL tight end.
No, as far as like the explosiveness side of things, he's got that. They cited the broad jump and the vertical jump. But then like in the shuttle drills, if we're just talking about combine drills, you wonder, okay, how much of that is just him as an athlete because he didn't do as well as those versus how much of him recovering from his injury. He's not George Kittle athletically.
No.
But obviously, then George Kittle wasn't a high draft pick, but came out of Iowa and can do the blocking part of it really well. There's a lot of intrigue there just because unlike Cade Stover, he's the opposite of Cade Stover. Cade Stover only played 2 years of tight end in college and wasn't doing it at a place like Iowa where you're expected to be like a traditional tight end. So yeah, there's intriguing upside there. I'm not ready to just, you know, slam dunk say, oh yeah, it's nothing but a given. Iowa tight end. There you go. He's gonna be a Hall of Famer.
No.
The Texans have already had C.J. Fedorowicz as an Iowa tight end.
They have, yeah.
He had one really good season where he had 60-so receptions or so, but he had concussion issues.
Concussion issues were what got him. Yeah, and a seventh-round pick. It's tough to make the team as a seventh-round pick. I will say this. If there's a position that I'm getting drafted at in the seventh round, I'm trying to make the Houston Texans, I feel like tight end is a makeable room.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I feel like tight end is a makeable room right now with a new OC who's got a bit of a tight end background, who's coming in with a blank slate. Look, Dalton Schultz isn't going anywhere just based on his contract, if nothing else. I think the team really likes Cade Stover. And after that, I know they brought back Brevin Jordan for another year, but Brevin Jordan's coming off an ACL, and it's not like Brevin Jordan was Travis Kelce or anything before. I mean, made some plays, but I mean, Brevin Jordan himself is a former day three pick who's been oft injured in his time here. I think tight end, like if you show out a tight end in training camp, I think he can make this a really interesting conversation at the back end of that room. And maybe he makes it enough of a conversation where that's a room where they keep an extra guy, you know?
Another, just in the, and kind of looking at Iowa tight ends, and I wanted to look at Luke Lachey versus George Kittle at the combine and what have you. And Kittle was very explosive as well, like 98th percentile in broad jump, 94th percentile in 40-yard dash amongst tight ends.
Yeah.
But just like Jalen Noel, Texans draft pick, tiny hands.
And
it has not hindered him.
Oh.
Not him. Kittle was in the 11th percentile of hand size.
Ooh. Oh.
Jeez.
You know who
Kittle
loves that?
Get it together.
11th is, okay, 11th is bad, right? Like 11th
yeah.
is, yeah, yeah, okay. That's at the bad end of it. Oh, okay. Poor Mrs. Kittle. Oh, that's too bad. So there you go. Luke Lachey.
Or good for her, too. You know, like maybe some, you know.
Depends on what she
some
likes.
Women prefer whatever. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, depends on what she likes, yeah.
Most women don't actually want the 99th percentile.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Somewhere around 50th, you know.
Women really want the 99th percentile, but not nearly as many as social media would have you believe.
Let's do a power ranking of the women that want the 99th percentile. Hey, the Belichick-Strahan interview is in the books. I'm looking at the video right now. The full interview is up on Good Morning America's Twitter page. And it looks like some people have put out what I don't know if this is the money exchange or the money quote, but you can cash your ticket about, and we'll have the audio. That's why I say this. I sent you the tweet with this audio. We'll have it for you in the next segment. Give Ben a chance to grab it. He did ask about Jordan Hudson. Strahan did. That's all I'll
say. Oh, he did.
He did ask about Jordan Hudson. Yeah. So we'll.
But nothing that's viral or anything? Like the response wasn't anything yet? That's.
I'm only looking at a transcript of the conversation. Well, that'll be the tease, you know?
That'll be the tease. Yeah.
Well, if you want to hear what Belichick had to say when Michael Strahan asked him about personal relationships. We'll have that for you coming up in the next segment. So the interview is out. Belichick, by the way, if you're looking to cash tickets on what he wore, went with a dark blue suit, baby blue button-down shirt, collared shirt with a dark blue tie.
So I was right about him wearing a suit, at
yes,
least.
Yes, he's wearing a suit.
I wasn't right about the tie color. I thought he was going to wear a baby blue tie.
Got the baby
wearing
blue shirt,
wearing a baby
shirt,
blue
though.
Shirt.
Yeah.
I'll have to see what exactly, if it looks like exactly UNC's colors or not. Because, a blue collared shirt with a suit.
Yeah.
That just sounds like he's going to work at Ernst & Young.
It's not as deep a dark. It's not as deep a light blue as the Carolina blue is. It is light blue, but it's your normal.
Poor school spirit, Belichick. Yeah. Bad job by you.
Better than wearing.
Did he have a pin? I thought he would have a Tar Heels pin on.
I mean, look. Nope. No Tar Heels
pin.
No Tar Heels pin. Does he even want to be at North Carolina?
Does he even care?
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. All right, so what did Belichick say when Michael Strahan asked him about his personal relationships? We'll have that for you, and we'll get you ready for the weekend. Find out what the guys on In the Loop got going on. We'll do that coming up next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.